Hey everyone, my name is Dave Nixon and welcome to the Alpha Theta Flow podcast. This is Flow 641 and today I will be talking about positive benefits to negative behaviours. Anyone that has spent a fair bit of time with me will know that as soon as we move into this positive-negative space, we bring subjective judgment to it. What's negative to one person at one point in time may not be negative to someone else at the exact same point in time or at a different point in time. Funnily enough, what's negative to one person at a point in time may not even be negative to them later on. They may be grateful that that occurred. And so a lot of the time when we bring a level of judgment of positivity or negativity to a circumstance, a situation, an occurrence, a vibe, whatever it may be, what we're also bringing to that is a static viewpoint. And so one of the challenges of this is when we pursue a positive mindset, in general in nature, we also pursue the rejection of negativity, which in itself is negative. And so it's this kind of ironic, difficulty that anything that's negative is then shunned. It's rejected. It wants to be changed, and you have to change that negative mindset and all this sort of shit. Now, what's a blind spot for a lot of people is they don't see that as negative. They don't see that me trying to put a positive spin on something that someone is talking about that's negative is me trying to be positive, but that person maybe have a positive intention behind their negativity, so to speak. So it's this really like confusing, subjective opinions, basically static viewpoints of situations. And what I want to bring awareness to today is how that these behaviors that we may deem negative for ourselves, and I'm not necessarily today talking about the negative behaviors we see in other people, I'm talking about the negative behaviors we see in ourselves. The difficulty of seeing those things as negative behaviors that we want to change, right? It's like the naughty kid in class that you ignore. And so the difficulty, he doesn't go away, he gets worse. And so what we have the opportunity to do is to stop and reflect and go, hang on a sec, what is this behavior serving? Like, if it was, right? I mean, because of course it's not. It's not serving anything, David. Of course it's not. Why would you have it? Of course. But let's say that at some point in your life, it did serve a positive intention. It did serve a purpose that would have been useful to you. What could that have been? And so when we do that, when we allow ourselves to step back and play a what if game of like, of course there's no positive intention to it, doesn't serve any purpose, of course. But let's say at some point in your life it could have done that. What could that have been? And all of a sudden we're not committed to saying it's definitely this or it's definitely that, because we're such good people. Why would we do this negative behavior? Of course. So when we stop for a moment and we allow this objective observation to a behavior that we deem to be negative, we start to see that we wouldn't have built this negative behavior and the meaning structures behind it if it didn't serve a positive intention. And a lot of the time that positive intention has something to do with being loved or seeking significance, or maybe it allowed you to be noticed, to get attention. Maybe it allowed you to feel safe. And so one of the reasons why you continually make a joke out of everything is because you're not really good at handling situations that makes you feel anxious, but you also want to be positive all the time. So of course you don't feel anxiousness, yet your ability to interject with a joke is because you're anxious, but you don't acknowledge it because you're so busy looking forward towards positivity. And this bind that person may live in, whether you relate to that or not, is really challenging, because what happens is that you never get to never work through the situations of your feelings and your emotions. And in doing so, you continually avoid any negative confrontation, which in itself is, once again, negative. And so, interesting enough, when I work with clients on these types of topics, a conversation that may come up is, well, how do I change that? I was like, well, you don't, because that same energy, that same desire to change it is in itself rejecting it. We have to be able to see, at what point was this useful? Where did I first learn this? And what purpose did it serve? And where has it helped me in the past? Because more often than not, if we try and change and reject it, we're going to get so fucking frustrated when it keeps popping up, because it will. But over time, when we actually see the utility of it, what happens is that that power it has over us starts to wear off. And as it starts to wear off, we start to observe the desire to react like that arise, and we let it wash over us and we choose a different response. And it's not from rejection or from wanting to change. It's from wanting to show up in the moment and respond to the moment as the moment deserves, not as our reaction deserves. Because even attempting to constantly be positive is actually a reaction. You're not acknowledging the moment as it is and seeing it for what it is, acknowledging the person's emotions that may be in front of you and how they're dealing with their situation. You're attempting to allow ourselves to not feel anxious. So we move on to positivity. In itself, continually avoiding negativity, continually in the future, continually anxious. And so it's a really interesting paradox that those of us that may have behaviors and traits that we don't like, to sit back and go, well, where in my life could this have served me? Where did it serve a positive intention? And does it still serve me today? Because sometimes it will. George Goodriff was quoted as saying that the last thing people will let go of is their suffering. And so even though we complain about this suffering, well, is it serving you still? And in what ways could it potentially be serving you? But we have to ask the question wanting to know the answer. When we ask the question wanting to know the answer, then all of a sudden things arise that have always been there, and we get to know ourselves more intimately. That in itself is beautiful. And on that note, team, I am done. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you found this podcast beneficial, then it would mean the world to me if you'd pass it on to someone else that you think would also find it beneficial. If you haven't already, you can grab a copy of my book, Mining Yourself, anywhere online that sells books, or from alphathetaflow.com if you want one personally signed by me. If you're an athlete, a coach, or a high performer and you wanted to find out how to find your flow, then check out alphathetaflow.com and get in touch, because I'd love to have a chat with you. I've got brand new programs, coaching modules, for as well as training modules for high performers and athletes coming out in early 2021, so stay tuned. There's also a 21-day program I can't wait to launch with you guys as well. So, but that's it from me. Big love, peace and pizza. I will see you all soon.